By now, you may already know that narcissists are all about hiding their true self because they are ashamed of who they truly are. Following the same pattern and principle, homosexual narcissistic men hide their sexuality because they are ashamed of who they truly are. They're ashamed of accepting it as it is. The rejection of the reality keeps them in closet forever, but at the expense of those poor women who they choose as their partners to appear normal. This is what is going to be the topic of today's episode. Hi, I am Danish, a narcissistic abuse recovery professional. In this episode, we will unravel 7 signs that show your husband is secretly gay. Before we begin, here is a little disclaimer. This is a very sensitive topic to talk about, and to make it very clear, this is a safe space for LGBTQIAs and others. In no way do I intend to shame homosexuality or those gay men or women who are in closet. This episode tries to shed some light on narcissistic men who are homosexuals but destroy lives out of their shame and self-rejection. Having that said, let's get started with number 1. Sex always feels artificial, forced, robotic, or inexperienced. Some heterosexual narcissists, like cerebral narcissists, withhold sex and physical intimacy because they see it as a burden and an act that is way below them. However, when it comes to a male narcissist who is secretly homosexual, he constantly avoids having sex with you or pushes you away when you try. He says things like, "Why do you always want sex? You must be a nymphomaniac," or that you have gained weight, or you aren't pretty enough. He finds one reason or the other to avoid it. The difference here, though, is that he is sexually interested in men and is involved in sexual affairs with them that you may or may not know about. He does everything to hide this information from you. On the other hand, even if he ends up having sex with you out of compulsion, it is very unsatisfactory and leaves a bitter taste in your mouth. The activities he asks you to involve in do not sit well with you. For example, he may always want to have anal sex even after knowing that you do not enjoy it as much, or he may force using things like butt plugs. Now, there is nothing wrong with these things in general because there is diversity in sexuality. However, in this context, they may feel unnatural to you. They may not make any sense to you, or they aren't sexually fulfilling. In a nutshell, they find the feminine body, its features and smells repulsive, but turn it around to make it your fault because they can't accept their reality. Before we move to point number 2, I'm curious to know, have you had any disturbing experiences with narcissist's sexuality? Have you felt there was something there, but you couldn't put a finger on it? If yes, drop your experiences in the comments below and help other survivors feel validated. Number 2, they obsessively notice male bodies and have an unexplained disinterest in women. You may assume that he is loyal and become worry-free, but hardly you know that his disinterest in women in general is rooted in his sexual orientation and not his loyalty towards you. You may notice him being obsessed with male bodies, passing weird sexual comments attributing to male physique and appearance. And when you ask him, he shuts you down for trying to control him. He justifies his obsession with men and their bodies as his love for athleticism or gymnastics. Unbeknownst to you, he may be deeply misogynistic, which is not to say that all gay men are. He may hate your presence, but has to keep you around for the sake of appearing normal in society. Number 3, he may bring random men home and make excuses that they are his office mates or friends. To meet his sexual needs, he may install gay dating apps and bring unknown men home in the disguise of his office mates or childhood friends. He may go out with these friends for long hours, leaving no clues, or may want some private time with them in the house to have some boy time alone. He may demand absolute privacy and no disturbance at all. When asked questions, he may act weirdly as if he's defending something, even when you do not ask anything related to sex or romance. He may become sneaky and hide information about who he meets or spends time with. Number 4. He has strange and questionable history of romantic relationships. You have no clarity about who his partners were. Heterosexual narcissistic men may have a series of exes whom they call crazy, but homosexual narcissistic men mostly don't because they keep their history hidden for the sake of remaining closeted. He may have had some relationships with women sporadically, but he has a dark history with men that he has kept hidden in the disguise of failed friendships, close roommates, and other non-romantic relationships alike. He won't let you dig into his past and would make up stories about heterosexual relationships when you ask questions. Number 5. He has toxic shame around his identity and who he is, which shows up as extreme homophobia. Homophobia runs deep in narcissistic gay men, and why wouldn't it? As it is their true identity that they don't want to accept out of shame and embarrassment. He outright shows his hatred towards homosexual men and women. He pretends to be repelled by them when it's all a projection of his shame and lack of self-acceptance. He bullies those who identify as homosexuals and belittles them for being this way. He brags about his masculinity and red-blooded manliness even when it's not needed, just to fool himself and people around him. He uses religion to justify his homophobia and acts as God's incarnated will to hypocritically eradicate the evil of homosexuality that lives within him. Number 6. He has weird grooming and dressing habits that do not make sense. He can be obsessed with his body, making sure that he looks perfect and admirable, ready for a random hookup. He has somewhat different grooming habits, like constantly cleaning his behind or front, depending on his sexual role and preferences, to be ready for a sexual encounter at any given time. He may also cross-dress, but when asked why, he may cover it up as the embrace of the feminine. He may have habits that won't make sense to you as a woman, but out of his hypocrisy, he would deny every obvious or non-obvious sign that proves that he isn't what he pretends to be. Number 7 and the last one. You always feel there is something hidden in the expression of his sexuality, but cannot put your finger on it. As his partner, you feel something is off because you don't feel that connection, that love, that intimacy with him. As his partner, you know something is off because you don't feel that love, that connection and intimacy with him. You feel something is missing, but he never lets you see through. Whenever you come up with a question or a doubt, he right away shuts you down and questions your love for him. For example, you may find gay porn on his computer or a gay dating app on his phone. There is a virus in my device and that put it in here. He may fantasize you having sex with other men and share these fantasies with you while super focusing on the man involved. He may do things one way or another that would suggest that his sexuality is not what he makes it up to be. And that leaves you feeling very small and unattractive inside. In a nutshell, he puts on this facade, and beneath this facade is an absolute lie about his sexuality. If you found this episode helpful, please let me know in the comments below. Drop a like, share this video, and make sure to subscribe. I'll talk with you in the next one. Till then, let the healing begin.